Okay, welcome back. Woody here again for this third segment of the fourth program of the Bigger Picture, Unifying True Faith and Right Political Action. A man who is both, speaking of me, as angry as I've been in a long time, but at the same time, were I not angry, I think I'd be a crumbled mass of quivering jello on the ground. I understand the threat to this country. And when a man who says he knows it, and who to this point has made some pretty good choices and done some pretty good things, got caught up in the hype and his head got so big that I think it's just exploded and he's useless henceforth. But here's what Ronnie the Sanctimonious needs to do. I'm 74 years old. I will match my record against, how about that? I'll put my record against Ronnie DeSantis's right now. Well, now, Woody, you're going to lose because you're not an attorney. You didn't go to Yale. You went to Florida State. That doesn't rank as high as the Ivy League. And you're not a rich man. He retired as a major, so you didn't make it a lieutenant colonel. And now, you're not going to, Woody, come on, you're not going to stand up well against Ron DeSantis. Oh, yes, I will. Be happy to do it publicly. I would like to tell Mr. DeSantis to his face that men with my background, and I will stand on what I've accomplished to this point, will look him in the eye and tell him that he's a very foolish young man and he has made a grave mistake, and what he needs to do right now, is to pick up that phone and call Donald Trump and say, Mr. Trump, I've been thinking about it, and I've made a mistake. And if you will allow me to come alongside you, I will publicly recant my foolishness. I will disengage my ill-conceived campaign for POTUS in 2024. And I will work like the Dickens to see that you are returned to the place that was stolen from you by the cockroaches. The cockroaches that are now running this nation. Mr. Trump, I apologize. I humbly apologize. I realize I would not be governor without your help. And I realize that those values that I, as a traditional Catholic, hold vital to the welfare of this country, that's Ronnie speaking, you've stood in support of those. These people that want to kill babies for the fun of it, it's the only thing that motivates them. There's no reason to abort a child. There's no reason to abort a child. The right side of that equation is what Donald Trump has held the line on to this point. The right to worship God as you see fit has been upheld by Donald Trump. Personal freedom, what a man does to feed his family without undue governmental interference, is one of the three pillars of our country, the first being faith, the second being traditional family, the third, what a man does to feed his family unhindered by the government. Ronnie DeSantis needs to get on his face before Donald Trump and plead to get back in his good graces. And then governor, former congressman, former Navy legal advisor to the SEALs, Ronnie DeSantis, needs to do everything he can to put Mr. Trump back in office. Because if he doesn't, that wonderful family that he has, Casey and The three M's, they're going to face the same things my wonderful 15 grandchildren likewise face. A future of existential threat and misery like we've never seen in this country before. Oh, Woody, come on, you're getting emotional, all this hyperbole. Fine. You sit where I've sat for so long. You see what I've seen for so long. Just go read John Fox's Book of Martyrs if you have the intellectual capability. Men don't read anyway. Read The White Nile by Moriet. Read The New Realities from the early 90s, late 80s by Drucker. Boy, these people have recorded for us the reality of the human race, as the Bible does in Jeremiah 17:9. The human heart is desperately wicked above all else. Who can know it? America has been protected for 250 years. And that protection is gone. And I agree with Franklin Graham, who said that back in 2015. And Ronnie DeSantis thinks he's going to get in there and take care of things after spitting in the face of the man that made him governor. Fool. Please come back on the backside. I'm not going to stop ranting because I don't want to crumple to the ground and quiver like a mass of jelly. America's in trouble, and I know it. I hope you do, too. God bless you. Come back on the backside.